All right, Cammie, why don't you come up here tonight? I'm going to talk to you a little bit. Let's talk about your big day today. Cammie's going to celebrate her first communion, so why don't you come up here, Cammie? You can sit beside me here. We're going to talk a little bit. Cammie, we're going to use you. We're going to talk to you about ascension, a little bit about reconciliation and first communion, okay? Today we celebrate, Cammie, the Feast of the Ascension, and I just want to explain that for you a little bit today. But to do that, we have to go back. We realize that Jesus Christ came to us, and he was born to us. He was born laid in a manger in just outside of Bethlehem, and he was baptized, he taught, he preached, he healed people, and all of a sudden, what happened to him? He had to die. Do you remember what he died on? What was that thing called? A what? He died on a cross. And the Jewish leaders who wanted him to die thought they would never speak again. They would never hear from him again. But then all of a sudden, Cammie, 3 days later, what does he do? He rises from the dead. Okay? Never happened before. No one had ever experienced that. Never happened before. And what does he do when he rises from the dead? Well, he has to go to the people that he was with, his disciples, and he has to let them know that he's alive. And you know, we've been hearing some great stories this Easter season. I'll give you a few of them today, Cammie. You know, we hear about Thomas. Disciples are locked behind closed doors. Jesus comes in their midst and says, "Peace be with you." The disciples who were there tell Thomas, "We've seen the Lord." And he says, "I won't believe until I can see him and I can touch him, touch the wounds." Well, a week later, he comes and Thomas sees and he believes. We hear about them fishing one day. They fish all night. They don't do very well. And all of a sudden, there's a voice from shore that says, "Hey, cast out on the other side, the right side." And they do, and they get this great big catch of fish. And they realize, who told them to throw out on the right side? It was Jesus. And he cooks for them. And then he sits down and he asks Peter the questions 3 times. "Do you love me?" And what do you think Peter said? Yes or no? "Do you love me?" "Yes." "Yes," he said, 3 times he did. We hear about the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. We hear all of these stories. But at a certain point, Jesus had promised, "I must go to heaven so I can give you the Holy Spirit." So at a certain point, all of a sudden, all of these experiences they had to come to an end. And that's what today is about. So at the end of all of these stories that we hear about Jesus appearing to his disciples, all of a sudden, they're gathered together, and all of a sudden, Jesus ascends, and he takes a seat at the right hand of the Father. Okay? So where is he now? If we were to go looking for Jesus, you and I, he's in, what do we call that up there? In heaven. He's in heaven. That's where he is. And he promised us one thing, that he's going to come again. Okay? Now, here's what's interesting, Cammie. I find this very interesting in the gospel of today. When we lose someone, someone goes before us, okay? Knowing that we probably won't see them for a long time, there's sadness. But the gospel today says the disciples are filled with joy. Now, that's different. Pretend your family who came for you all of a sudden wasn't going to be here now for another 50 years. You'd be sad, wouldn't you? Why are they so joyful? I think there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, they knew he was coming back. They knew that. He wasn't going to stay forever. He was coming back. And the second thing he promised them is this: if I don't go, I can't give you the advocate, which is the Holy Spirit. Let's talk about that a little, because next week when we come, we're going to celebrate that story, the story of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, I looked at the readings next week. Believe it or not, there are 13 different readings, Cammie, to choose from next week. 13. Trying to figure out who this Holy Spirit is, okay? But let's make it simple for you today, because this is something you and I did before Mass. We started with Mass with this. Who is the Holy Spirit? Well, when we do the sign of the cross, you ever notice where we touch? Right? Let's do it. In the name of the... What are we touching here? This is the what? Father. That's right. And the Son. And the Holy. That's right. So notice when we touch our forehead, behind our forehead, if we went into here, we're saying, "God be in my brain. God be in my thoughts, my mind," right? Did you ever notice when we do the Son, where are we touching? What is this down here? That heart. Jesus, you got to help me to love. But did you ever notice the Holy Spirit? What do we touch? Our what? What are these things called?
Our ribs.
Our shoulders. Up here. Our ribs are down here. Our shoulders. Isn't that interesting? So what do we say? God, Father, be in my thoughts. Jesus, help me to love, be in my heart. Holy Spirit, shoulders. What's that about? Strength. Holy Spirit. What do our shoulders do? Well, if I got to lift something, I got to use my shoulders. Give me the strength. Give me the strength to be about your work. And that's what we hear at the end of the first reading of today. They're caught there. They're looking up to Jesus because he's ascended. And they're saying all of a sudden, these guys in white come along and they say, go. And that's what we need to do. We need to go and preach Jesus. And who goes with us to give us the strength to do that? It's the Holy Spirit. And we're going to learn more about that next week. Okay? Now, Cammie, earlier this year, we talked about this a little bit before Mass. You celebrated a sacrament for your first time with this one, too. Remember what it was called? Reconciliation. And what happened in that one? God took away your what? Sin. Sins. He took away your sins, all right? Choices that we make, deliberate choices that we know we shouldn't make, that offend God, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Mary, but also us and the people around us, okay? But now we gather today to celebrate another one for the first time. Cammie, which one do you celebrate today? First Holy Communion? Communion. Who are you going to receive today? Father Schuster? Who do you receive in First Holy Communion? Starts with J. The guy that died. The guy that rose. Yeah. Body, blood, soul, divine. We receive Jesus today. You know what that means, Cammie? When you go forth from this church today, Jesus is inside of you. You know what that means? Where you go, Jesus goes. I keep telling people this. Think about this. If Jesus is inside of you and there's sin in there, do you think Jesus wants to live by sin? No. He's going to keep fighting in there so that you become more and more like him. Okay? Now you know, like I told the first communicants earlier this year, I said this. Do you ever wonder why all of a sudden when you do something bad, it doesn't feel good? How is that? Well, now you know Jesus is in there rattling things up. Right? He isn't going to live by sin. He wants you to live a good life. All right? And that's the power. Now I want you to remember this. Not only is Jesus within you, he lives through you. Jesus is up in where? Where do we say? He's in what? That's right. The Holy Spirit is with us now, giving us the strength. But did you ever think of this? Jesus, how is Jesus supposed to work? He works through your hands. He works through your feet. He works through your lips. He works through your eyes. He works through your ears. He works through you. So what you say, what you do, is to reflect that. Jesus Christ. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And sometimes it's hard. Cammie, sometimes I don't do it perfectly. But that's why we have that other sacrament, reconciliation. But we keep moving. We keep moving. Cammie, a great example for someone your age is this. Think about a mountain. Okay, we hear a lot of people trying to climb Mount Everest. Some people don't come back. It's kind of sad. But just think about this. Our faith journey is a climb. We have to get to the top of Mount Everest. Now, I'm not Superman. You're not Superman. So we can't do it all in one leap and bound. So how do we get there? We got to take it one step at a time. And you know something, Cammie? Sometimes when I do it, I take two steps up. And then all of a sudden, I kind of fall back. But you get back up and you keep going. And do you realize at your age, and let's just say, God, you live to 100 years old, how high up the mountain you're going to be and who's at the top? God is. That's what I have to do, help you to get to the top. And how do you do that? You got to be the voice of Jesus. You got to go. You got to be the hands, the feet, the ears, okay? All of it, the voice of Jesus Christ. That's what I want you to do, okay? All right? So congratulations today. Just a little bit about it. And next week when we come, we're going to learn a little bit more about that Holy Spirit. But today, remember, it's about strength.